42% of Michigan's roads and bridges are either in mediocre or poor condition, and it's costing Michigan drivers billions of dollars each year. That's according to a new report from TRIP, a national transportation research nonprofit based in Washington, D.C. Carolyn Boniface-Kelly is the Associate Director of Research and Communication at TRIP and is one of the study's authors.
So Michigan drivers, because their transportation system is increasingly congested and deteriorated and not as safe as it could be, are losing about $14 billion each year. That amounts to more than $2,000 per driver here in Grand Rapids. Those costs come in the form of additional vehicle repairs, because these rough roads are beating up your vehicle. Comes in the form of lost time and wasted fuel because of congestion, and also the financial cost of traffic crashes.
The study found that while increased transportation funding provided by Michigan's 2015 road funding package allowed many projects to proceed in Grand Rapids and throughout the state, additional investment is still needed to complete numerous projects that would improve road and bridge conditions and enhance safety and efficiency. But it's drivers who will be footing the bill.
Drivers are already paying the price for a deficient transportation system in the form of this extra vehicle operating cost. They can either pay to drive on a deteriorated transportation system, or they can pay up front to improve the transportation system.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's proposed budget would raise gas taxes by 45 cents a gallon that she says would fund the needed resources to fix the roads. However, Republican and Michigan House Speaker Lee Chatfield responded to the proposal by saying, quote, "That's not happening." Daniel Booth, WGVU News.